The first few years of a child's education are crucial for development. In kindergarten and first grade, children start to really understand how to read and develop important social skills like sharing. But what happens when you miss all of that because of a pandemic? How difficult is it to get back on track? Jenny Brundin of Colorado Public Radio went to a classroom in Northeast Denver to find out.
Does that rhyme? Ran, Dan, thumbs up or down?
Kindergartners in Emily Dirk's classroom aren't too sure if Ran rhymes with Dan.
So echo me, say Ran, Dan, Can.
Dirk's reminds them that rhyming words,
they all have the same ending sound.
Kindergarten is a time to focus on those crucial pre-reading skills. But first, this year, Dirk's had to spend a lot of time on things like two-step directions, like
stand up, thumbs up.
The kids struggled with listening, processing, and then doing the task. More time than typical was spent on classroom routines and how to regulate emotions. That's meant less time for academics.
I kept telling my administration, kindergarten first are really going to have an impact.
At the beginning of 2021, reading test results showed half of the kindergartners in this school were significantly below grade level. But since then, teachers say students have been making gains much more quickly. Now it's only a third. In first grade, results are even more dramatic. Half were in that low level when school started. Now it's only a quarter.
B.
First grade teacher Debbie Robinson says a new district reading curriculum this year was the missing link. It focuses on phonemic awareness, the sounds in spoken words, not just phonics. That's the relationship between sounds and written symbols. In addition, Principal Kayla Grayson-Yazar says staff took copious notes on exactly what skills each student had.
The gaps have been filled incredibly quickly because of the work the teachers did. They knew exactly where to start with the students.
It's been hard work. First grade teacher Robinson says at the beginning of the school year,
they could not sit through 5 minutes of a story.
But things have improved a lot since then.
Children are so resilient, and they've acclimated.
Some first graders here are reading fairly easily.
Lots of animals have tails. Some animals use their tails.
And others are still struggling.
Eh.
This 7-year-old boy works one-on-one with Robinson as the other kids work on literacy on their iPads. He's having trouble making the sounds of long E.
Eh.
He still says eh, but soon he's rolling.
Bat.
Good. What's the next one?
Hot.
Later he reads to me. His effort is supreme. His tongue is between his teeth. He blows. He's sounding out a word.
I just want them to love learning. I want them to love reading. I don't think that they picked up books for 2 years, a lot of them.
They just needed exposure to books. Now Robinson says most in her class are ready to work on first grade material. Back in the kindergarten class, being at home without other kids for 18 months, some kids missed out on other crucial skills like sharing, resolving conflicts, or knowing how to process emotions. Kindergarten teacher Emily Dirk says the pandemic has stressed young children in many ways.
They might come in saying they're upset about losing a toy or someone bumping into them, but it's not necessarily it's the trigger that finally lets them release that emotion and that fear and anxiety that they've been having.
One more deep breath, ready, in and out.
Claire Pewitt, a classroom aide, helps this young student calm down by breathing in and out. Another strategy is sending children who are having a dispute.
Did you talk to April? Okay, and do you still feel sad?
To the cozy spot, a little class library with a couch and soft rug in the corner.
You need something to feel better?
A boy asks a girl this after a tiff. She nods and gets a hug. These kids seem to nurture one another a lot. Creating a safe, loving environment where the students care for one another has been a major goal of Principal Grayson Yazar and her staff.
Oh my God, Sophia, you cut your hair!
She must hug 100 people a day. School Dean Candace Walker says that focus on creating a community of love has helped kids get back on track.
We tell parents we love our kids. So many of us, we get that from our principal because she says it. You know I love you.
This is Counselor Jessica Pistone's first year at this school and agrees that solidarity is key.
We're back in those routines. Our students are rising to
the expectations that we have. I think we're getting there. We're getting back to normal.
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.